Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from the Message Trust. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful time in the presence of God. I have been born again for the last 36 years, but it is by grace every day. You can't back on how many years we've spent with God, but it's always by grace. I always look back and look through the moments I've gone through, and then you realize that was God. That was God. There's no strength, there's no power of our own. It is always the strength of the Lord. And another thing is, 36 years of salvation, 33 years of ministry, I've stood on many pulpits like this, differences. But every time I stand before people, one thing that I've really appreciated God, I never get used to the pulpit. And I thank God for that one, because sometimes you can come with an experience and say, I know that. But one thing I've asked God that every time I stand, even if I'm invited to speak to, for me, I speak to from one person to thousands of people. But even if it's two or three people, I just feel, what is the message, Lord? I prepare my sermons as a trained preacher. But again, I don't preach the message until I come here, until the Lord says yes. And I believe even this morning, it's a wonderful morning for you. I'm not a substitute. I'm here for a divine purpose. And I believe, as Andy prayed, that through this message, it will be a great life. I came with my wife. My wife didn't come today because she has just come. But before I left house this morning, she was between asleep and she said the word tranquility. And Sarah was not with us when we had our international leader day, learning day. She wasn't there because the Lord spoke. It was so fiery. We were about 12. And that was a significant number for this ministry. Praise the Lord. I was asking Andy, did you plan that? He said, no. But we're just 12. But my wife spoke to me and said that, tell them, the Lord is speaking, that this ministry is the word tranquility. It's going to be a great increase. And she told me that this message is going through a prospering, a moment of, let me speak as she said, and it corresponded with the spiritual, with the word that God spoke to us to give to this ministry. There's going to be a surplus of increase of finances because of the magnitude of the work the Lord is going to provide. There's going to be divine sources that this ministry has never encountered. And this is a season, let's get ready for that. And even before I came this morning, I heard that word deep calls unto deep. And that means that much as God is going to do this, we must go down. We must be deep to be able to hold that prosperity, because message is going across the nations and the Lord wants us to be deep. And I thank God for this organization, for this ministry, that every morning that things are going to take place. Can we clap for that in the name of Jesus? Over the last 6 months, the Lord, I've been going around my country. Talking to leaders about this message I'm going to share with you. And I believe in the next 15, 17 minutes, it will touch and captivate your life. I've been talking about the message entitled The Kingdom Mindset. The Kingdom Mindset. The Kingdom Mindset. The word church, I believe God, the church is good, and we appreciate God for that. But there is a difference between the church and the kingdom. Theologically, the church took over the kingdom, because church became like a cocoon, something that is like enclosing something, denominational. It became from the interpretation of the meaning of the church and what Jesus intended for the church. Instead of the influence of the kingdom, the church became a dominant factor. And the Lord started sharing, talked to me, and I started studying things about the kingdom. And these are the findings I found in the Bible when Jesus talked about the kingdom more than the church. He says, having a kingdom mindset is absolutely necessary if you want to live a life that is pleasing to God. The topic of the kingdom is a key theme in the New Testament. Most of the references of the kingdom use the phrase the kingdom of God. However, the phrase the kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven is also used when referring to the kingdom. In order to understand how important it is for Christians to develop a kingdom mindset, we need to consider the following. Number one, the kingdom of Testament. The kingdom of heaven is found another 32 times. All of them in the Gospel of Matthew. The term kingdom is found 154 times in the New Testament. 119 times in the Gospel. Jesus himself used the term kingdom 93 times alone. So this gives us something to understand here, because I use this message ministry as an army. We are armies. We are an army in this ministry. Matthew, when Jesus was asked about the disciples, what should we pray? How should we pray? Look at Jesus' prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 15. After this manner, therefore you should take that as a recitement. Our Father who art in heaven. It is just like, it isn't like that. Jesus was teaching us something here that we want to discover this morning. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now the key things here is thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. In the teaching of Jesus of prayer, he taught his disciples to pray always. And this, which really took my interest for this morning, is about let thy kingdom come. In other words, Jesus is asking us every day, in every area of life, that his kingdom, his interest, his will be done on earth. And this is a wide teaching. The word kingdom has to do, especially for us here, especially you, the British, you rule the world. The British, the tiny England ruled the whole world. The America, North and South, whatever it is, you know, Australia, Africa. Today, in Uganda, you know, what we are is because of the British Empire. And that's what was also summarized in the Commonwealth. But in the Commonwealth nations, you can find that most of the things we do, especially the language, my tribe is Muganda and my language is Luganda. But our national language in Uganda is English, can you imagine? Everywhere you go, in Russia, everywhere, at least even if there's news television channels, there's also English. Why? Because the British Empire, kingdom, British, the Britons or the British went, it dominated and influenced the culture of the British to other cultures. Today, the kind of dressing we have today, even, we have our natural dresses, you know, the African attire. The suit is not a result, is not African. Some of the diet we have is not African. You guys have much influence on us. We can't deny that. Our parliament, even the design of our parliament in Uganda is exactly like your parliament. Many things that are happening in Uganda, in Africa, wherever the British went, we do the same thing, because the concept and the idea of the British was to rule. Not only rule, but to subdue. But also to take over and cause the culture of this nation to other cultures. That's the kingdom mindset. When Jesus says, thy kingdom come, it's all about, it's, no. Sometimes I'm lost of words, but you know what the Lord is saying. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's let his influence, let his culture, let his culture, his dressing, the heavenly dressing style, the heavenly talking style, the heavenly language, you know, whatever we do, Jesus says, pray like this. Our Father, you are in heaven. But we don't want you to be in heaven. We have some chaotic situations here. Let your kingdom come. Not just in songs, let your kingdom come. No, 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 no. It's just it's let the kingdom of God come. Is there peace in heaven? Let there be peace here. Is there love in heaven? Let there be love in here. Let's speak one language, black, white, short, tall, whoever. Speak one language. I've been going around my country telling people, hey, instead of expanding the kingdom, we have expanded our denominations. And no wonder why we fight each other. That's why Christians are many. In Uganda, we're over 80% Christians, but corruption and all sorts of things are happening. Today, these nations are called Christian nations, but if you see that even Christianity is not promoted, why? We have denominations, we have religions, but not a kingdom. Jesus is not talking about, he talked 90 times he's speaking about, even the parables that Jesus gave was about to do with the kingdom. In other words, in Genesis chapter number 1, verse 26, the Bible says, let us create man in our image, and in our likeness. And what did he say? He gave do, and he says, let them rule over, subdue people like us. Let them reign over the earth. Let them not live, let them live aside with the world. Let them compromise the world. Let them rule, subdue, take over. And one, no wonder when you read in Revelation chapter 5, verse 7, there are two songs sung in that chapter. Song number one, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to buy back, to redeem us, people from all nations and races, and he has made them kings, and they are reigning on earth. When Jesus dies on the cross, come on, when Jesus dies on the cross, he did not come to create a religion. He came to establish that which was lost in Genesis number 1, verse 26. Jesus number 1 says, man in his own image, he came to restore that. He said, chapter 19, it says, Son of Man came to seek and save. Mission in double S. He came to seek and save that which was lost. Now, before I close, in the mindset of Jesus, when God sees the church, he doesn't see a church. He wants to see, he wants to see a people who interpret his will on earth. Who control over the media? Who control over the education system? My goodness, it is not the world to control the church. It is we, the church, at the kingdom to control the world. Shout hallelujah. Yes. Come on, clap for that. Praise the Lord. And that's why Andy is passionate. I always see this man is like, he's passionate. He's not cocoon. It's not. That's why we are different denominations here. Anglican, Pentecostal, Evangelical, name it. As a kingdom, it's about the mindset. That is to make his will be done and that we may rule over and subdue and make everything subject to us. When Jesus comes, rose from the dead, what did he say? Matthew 28. And he told them, go unto all the nations of the world. Do what? Preach the gospel to all creatures. And you should disciple them, teach them to do what I told you to do. In other words, when Jesus, in the gospel kingdom, the gospel is all about speaking out, going out to spell that which is the kingdom of God, as the kingdom of God is. Before I close, brothers and sisters, I want you to think for 2-3 minutes. The kingdom of God has to rule and subdue over. A recap. In the Old Testament, all things, Daniel came and changed the whole empire. One man. Moses came and changed the whole thing. As you are here, I see you. I don't have a personal prophecy to each one of you, but I see you as a change agent. He's not seeing you as a religious person. As you go to your respective work of, you know, designated place where you work from this place, see yourself as a change agent. If you're a trustee, see yourself as a change agent. If you're in the, what do you call that? See yourself as a change of agent. If you are a secretary, if you are a musician, I've seen a group that has come that had gone out to preach. See yourself as a change agent. I am supposed to reap. That's why when I stand here, I am a change agent. I'm here to charge you as a soldier. Rise up. Do not think about your background of church background. Think of yourself as a kingdom. Look yourself in the mirror of the word. Pray aloud. We're gonna pray about God's influence of the kingdom to influence society. The society is influencing us today. The society determines what we should do. But as we rise up from here in the name of the Lord this morning, whatever you stand in, I'm a preacher. Maybe you're a singer. Maybe you're in the marketplace. Wherever you are, we must be a change agents. We must stand as kings, not as subjects, as sons of the king, to represent Christ. This morning I'm praying that the Lord himself will go ahead of us, charge us and empower us, because the kingdom has power. We have power to change the cultures of people. Lastly, just read this for reference. Acts chapter 17 and verse number 3. Acts 17. Now when they had passed through they came to Thessalonica, where they were in the synagogue of the Jews, number 2, and Paul, as his manner, went into the synagogue unto them at 3 Sabbaths and teached for 3 days. Number 3, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that with Jesus, this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consulted with Paul and Silas. And of the devout Greeks, a Greek multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. But the Jews, I want you to hear, and the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto certain Lord fellows of the Basa sort, gathered a company, set all the city on uproar, and assaulted and the house of Jason, and sought to bring them before them, and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying. This is the word I want to summarize with. These men that have turned the world upside down have come here also. These men, come on, can I call for your attention? These men who were not educated, who never went to Bible college, who didn't have eloquence of speech, these few men, not even many, just few men who were not well-dressed, who had nothing, they didn't have any prosperity around them, but they heard the deposit of the kingdom. And Bible says, if you read, I like, one of the books I really like to read most, the Acts of Apostles. Wherever they went, there was chaos. If they found bars in those areas, bars could close. Oh, I like to see that. Hallelujah. The Lord. Wherever they went, they did not coexist. They did not abuse anybody. They did not judge anybody. But they had a deposit of the kingdom. That wherever they went, they could see. Bible says nobody joined them until they know that they can adapt to the gospel. Bible says wherever they went, they were doing good. And the Bible says the men, I like that, my brother Andy. The men that turned the world upside down. I like that. How can I say this? Maybe. If this is what they did, turning upside down is like this. The kingdom message is not just to coexist with things. It is supposed to turn the belief systems of the world upside down. That's what they call the message. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, he doesn't accept that. You know, praise the Lord. You know, John Bonjo, you know, here we need to take things easy. No way. Wherever they went, they instituted a new lifestyle. Come on, I feel like jumping here. Praise the name of the Lord. I
feel before I die, I want to see nations change in the name of the Lord. I don't want to see church. I don't want to see religion. I don't want to see more songs when things are not, we just sing and nothing's changing. People are still the same. Wherever the kingdom of God was, people yielded to the kingdom and nations came to the kingdom. Belief systems were changed. Traditions were changed. The culture of heaven, today the culture of United Kingdom is everywhere. Let me close like this. This week, as you are behind your computer, as you are going to your mission, wherever you are, where you are coexisting. John, it's okay. Slowly, you know. Oh, John, there are some places I go to church and say, John, don't talk about this. You know, you know, our people here. That's why I like, and he said, John, come on, speak. That's why I'm more free in this country, in this area than any other place. Some places they will tell you, shh. England did not ask anybody. They just controlled. Look at America. They use English. Australia, they use English. Tiny nation doesn't need to be a big thing to influence something. Message trust. This is the word for message trust. Rise up. Go spell the kingdom. I will provide for you. You are my beloved child. You are my separate child. Things are messy everywhere, but I've given you a message to clear the mess, says the Lord. I want us to pray, maybe in groups, for the kingdom of God to influence us. Number two, let's pray for the kingdom authority to be evident in whatever we do. Number three, let's pray for the kingdom influence to influence the environment. Guys, we shall enjoy it. Today, people of the smallest percentage are controlling the world. You know them. They determine what we do, and Christians are silent. Let's pray for these three areas, and I believe fire will take you to the next level. May the Lord bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support or even get involved with one of our teams.